Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, senior producer for Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now, the latest headlines.
The man under arrest after drive-by shootings targeting the homes of Democratic lawmakers in New Mexico is a defeated Republican state House candidate, Solomon Pena. The AP's Norman Hall has this.
Albuquerque Police Chief Harold Medina described Pena as the mastermind of what appears to be a politically motivated criminal conspiracy leading to four shootings at or near the homes of two county commissioners and two state legislators. Pena himself is accused of pulling the trigger in one of the crimes. I'm Norman Hall.
Nobody was hurt in the shootings. The six people shot and killed in a Goshen, California home early yesterday, including a baby, were targeted, say authorities. The baby and its mother shot in the head. Authorities believe there is a gang connection. They're searching for at least two suspects. Mother Nature is going to give California a break from that brutal rain and snow that's been battering the state. The AP's Donna Warder with what they've been going through.
In San Diego, Mission Valley resident Estes Rodriguez tells KGTV that flooding is still making it dangerous to venture out.
I don't feel like it's super safe to drive out just because there's a lot of potholes. There's a lot of areas with, water, deep holes and sinkholes that you don't really see.
The sun came out Monday in San Francisco, but across the bay in Berkeley, 10 homes were evacuated when a hillside collapsed. And in Monterey County, a swollen river that swamped farmland over the weekend is still rising. I'm Donna Warder.
What caused that Yeti Airlines passenger plane to crash on Sunday in Nepal, killing at least 70 people? Nepal is sending the flight data recorder to France for analysis. The plane's manufacturer is headquartered in France. In case you missed the game, the Cowboys beat the Bucks 31-14 last night in an NFC wildcard playoff game. This is AP News. What do you do when you don't agree with your colleagues? The AP's Charles de Ledesma on what the U.S. is doing.
Turkey and the U.S. will aim to smooth out a series of disagreements between the NATO allies when the Turkish foreign minister visits Washington this week. Mevlut Çavuşoğlu heads for a meeting with US counterpart Antony Blinken on a rare visit by a top Turkish official. President Joe Biden's administration has kept its distance from Turkey because of President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's increasingly authoritarian direction and policies curbing rights and freedoms. Expectations that outstanding issues can be resolved, though, are low. The NATO allies frequently find themselves at odds over a number of issues, with the biggest disputes centering on Turkey's purchase of Russian-made missiles and American support for Kurdish militants in Syria. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
AP Sports, I'm Chuck Freeman. The Dallas Cowboys dominated in the final game of Super Wildcard Weekend, won their first road playoff game since 1995 in a 31-14 trouncing of Tampa. Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott threw four touchdown passes. Coach Mike McCarthy says Prescott executed the game plan.
The play calling, we just really stayed true to what we wanted to do in here, and like I said, I thought he played extremely well.
In the NBA, Jason Tatum with 51 points in Boston's 130-118 win over Charlotte.
51 is big, but we played as a team, and I think that's what's been really big for us these six or seven games that we've been winning.
Drew Holiday had a season-high 35 in Milwaukee, knocked off Indiana 132-119. It was Cleveland besting New Orleans 113-103. Steph Curry had 41 in Golden State's 127-118 win over Washington. Memphis won their 10th in a row, 136-106. Grizzlies guard John Morant says defense has been the reason.
Once we lock in, defensively, we're a pretty, tough team to beat.
Utah knocked off Minnesota 126-125. Atlanta 121-113 over Miami. LeBron James had 48, and the LA Lakers topped Houston 140-132. Toronto bested New York in overtime 123-121. In the NHL, Tampa knocked off Seattle 4-1. That ends the Kraken's 8-game winning streak. Lightning defenseman Ian Cole says keeping the Kraken's high-powered offense under wraps was the key.
We're trying to limit their tack as best we can. I mean, they're good. They got a lot of good players. They come fast. They come hard. They forecheck hard. They turn pucks over. But for the most part, we limited them pretty well.
Florida knocked off Buffalo 4-1. Colorado 6-3 over Detroit. Boston defeated Philadelphia 6-0. In a shootout, New Jersey tipped San Jose 4-3. Dallas shut out Vegas 4-0. Washington in overtime over the New York Islanders 4-3. Colorado 6-3 over Detroit. New York Rangers 3, Columbus 1, Pittsburgh 4, Anaheim 3, St. Louis 2-1 over Ottawa, and Nashville defeated Calgary 2-1. Chuck Freeman, AP Sports.
Italian tennis player Camilla Giorgi has denied allegations she obtained a false COVID-19 vaccine certificate to allow her to travel. A doctor is under investigation in Italy for supplying false certificates and fake vaccine, and Giorgi's name was revealed in a long list of people implicated by an Italian newspaper on Tuesday. After her 6-0-6-1 win at the Australian Open, Giorgi confirmed that she'd visited the doctor but said she'd done nothing wrong, adding, "Any fault is the doctor's." Ahead of the tournament, Tennis Australia chief executive Craig Tilley said he was not aware of the fake certificate claims. I'm Charles Villadesma.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening.
Audio provided by the Associated Press. Music is by SkillCell and provided through Pixabay. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.